this is content.
Welcome to the very last episode of the Chet and Palmer Show with B-Dog. Hit your camera. Go to B-Dog.
Hey, everybody.
All right, go to three, the show. There's three. That's empty, and apparently it's always going to be empty now. So, as you know, Chet has not been on the show for the last couple of weeks. He was sick, so I really do think he was sick. But I texted him Monday to see if he was going to be okay for this week, and he has decided to part ways with the show. So the Chet and Palmer Show, as we know it, is over. Done. Finito. Thanks for listening. We are going to drink tonight. We got a couple of things to talk about, and then we'll let you guys go early, and you know, I'll go home or something. All right, what are we drinking tonight over there, Mr. Dog?
What? B-Dog.
Gonna use all the buttons.
It's gonna be the last time I hear that sound.
Well, you know what? I'll make it your ringtone on my phone. Hold on. I was gonna go through the motions.
Damn, this is sad.
You know what you're supposed to say? Switch it when it's time. Switch over here. I'll do the happy hour intro. When it's time, make it awkward on you at the moment.
It's awkward already.
I know the words to the song and everything. Welcome to the last Chet and Palmer Happy Hour. Grab your favorite drink. Grab your favorite server, order your favorite drink, and let's get crazy up in here as we're all depressed. So what are we drinking tonight? I grabbed us a little something special for this evening. What do we? You know, other than it's a very tiny bottle and for two grown men, it's a drink apiece.
So it's called Odin's Skull. Odin. I can't read the actual brand name. So if anybody can help me out with this, maybe put it in the comments or something on how to pronounce this. It's a Nordic honey wine, hops, and with sour apple juice and cinnamon added. It's 19% alcohol. It's a 300-ml bottle. So,
run.
I don't know why that's on here. I've never used that before.
You're just going to hit all the buttons tonight.
I'm hitting all the buttons. We have two lines for this show, two banks, I guess they're called, sound banks. We've never used it. I don't even know what that's for. I mean, I know what it's from, but
Didn't you have the banks for Danielle?
Those are gone. Those have been gone a long time. We have Jenny on here when Jenny filled in when you weren't here.
You guys familiar with a menage a trois?
Oh, that Jenny. I had to think about that Jenny.
Yeah, that Jenny.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say, oh, yeah? Or is that that's would you rather. When we had the game, would you rather? Would you rather?
Damn, we had some good
So we've done 147 shows. I figured it out today. That's 2.89 years we have been doing this show. So we're almost 3 years. It's been a lot of fun. We've had a lot of good guests. We've covered a lot of topics. We've made fools of ourselves. We've told you personal things that you may or may not want to know about us. I know we have said things that my wife would rather I had not said about myself.
And I've lost a few friends on Facebook.
Oh, I've not lost any Facebook friends.
But also, I do have Victoria. Thank you for listening. She's actually checked up on us. And
Victoria, who's Victoria?
She's the engineer in training that's in my office.
Oh, the young lady that shares your bar cart?
Yeah. Oh. So... She, ever since I told her I was on a podcast, she has listened to almost every episode because that's all she does is she'll get on her computer. She'll just turn on a podcast and just go. I do the same thing with like music.
Does she do it while you're at work? Is she like listening to you on the podcast while you're sitting there?
And she has Victoria, I love you. You have a very distinct laugh. So it's like scary because our office is.
We should have had her on the show once before we.
I tried to get her, but. But she's no, she'll interested? Just like the middle, of, like our office is very quiet.
Right.
So just randomly in the middle.
We could have put her laugh on a soundboard.
I know. That could have been a sound effect.
She could call you and laugh into your phone, into a voicemail, and I could transfer that to the soundboard. But anyway, so the Chet and Palmer Show will stop. This will be the last episode of this. I really don't know what we're going to do at this point. B-Dog's still in. I don't know if my heart's in it anymore, to be honest with you. Kind of a big hit when the co-host decides to leave the show for really no other apparent reason than he's just too busy. So he's got a lot going on right now in his life. I understand he's got a lot going on, but it's an hour.
We do miss you, Chetty.
It's an hour. You know, the I guess we'll get into this too. The sad part is really even before he started having his marital problems, the only time I saw him was on the show. So now that the show's gone, I mean, you know, we talked about before, he's a little hard to get a hold of usually. Well, and he doesn't work upstairs anymore, so, you know, it is what it is. Life goes on.
We're still here for you, Chetty.
Sure. I mean, if you'd like to call in or whatever, I'm not going to go to a lot of, you know. He offered you, you know, he sent me the nice message, and he told me he's no longer going to do it, and he gave me a bunch of reasons, and he said, I'll call you after I get done working today. I was like, you know, there's no need in that. I'm not going to try to talk you out of it. If your heart's not in it, your heart's not in it. You know, the last thing I don't want to do is have him sit there and not talk.
Yeah.
Or feel like this is making things harder on him.
I know.
So, unfortunately, B-Dog, I think I'm going to have to let you go.
Oh, damn it. Well,
I'm thinking whatever I end up doing, I'm going to do a solo thing. So nobody else has to be bothered. Nobody else has to worry about a schedule. I know you don't have a problem, but I just heard you upstairs saying you're going to be gone the second week in May. You've got a thing to go to for work.
It's in Orlando.
Oh, I didn't hear where it was. I figured it was out of town.
No. It's the Topodot Users Conference in Orlando.
Oh, the Topoda.
Yeah, it's one of the programs I use.
I love the Topoda.
But
it's Chianti. It's very nice.
But they have already got me a hotel room because it's an hour drive to the site.
Oh, well, see, you're not going to drive back up here for the show.
I could drive back here for the
show. At 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you hit that traffic. And you had 3 weeks with other more important things that you needed to do, too. So, I mean, it just happens. If I do it by myself, whatever I end up doing, I can do it whenever I want. I don't have to worry about anybody else. And it'll just be something stupid.
What if you did a show with Stan? Call the Monkey Cold guy.
Stan the man. You know, I saw Stan yesterday, and I was thinking, maybe Stan does a show. Maybe I help Stan run his own show. That might be something, too. Actually, that's...
Could you imagine your wife comes home and sees you talking to Stan? Like, what the fuck's going on?
Oh, it wouldn't be the first time. Would not be the first time. She has walked in on that before.
There could be worse things that she walks in on.
Could be worse things. Oh, we didn't even try the drink. Let's drink this. Let's drink this this mead from the Vikings.
The Viking mead.
All right. You got a toast?
I don't. I don't
either. You know what? Here's the toast. Best of luck to Mr. Atwell. We wish you well. And we're a little upset, to be honest. So, but anyway. You know, it's still, there's that cough medicine.
I just got that.
You say you get that in the back here.
Yeah, I just got that twinge in my, like.
Yeah, in your lower gusset there, like where the frogs have in there, whatever that is.
It's not bad, but it would not be my first choice.
No. There is one more up there that might be better, I guess. I don't know. But I told Siggy, our beer expert upstairs who recommended this, that I didn't like it. And so maybe, it's super, super sweet.
Yeah.
The Vikings in the movies make it look so delicious.
No, and I've caught myself actually.
I love all the airtime you're giving yourself. This is great.
Well, I've caught myself looking at there's a dude on Instagram that makes mead.
Oh.
But he makes it out of random shit. Like, he'll do your typical, you know, honey and blackberries or whatever kind of berries he has in the fridge. But then he does weird shit. Like, he decided to ferment Mountain Dew.
I saw that. I was about to say, there's a guy that makes wine out of Mountain Dew.
So I'm sitting here thinking, like, man, I would like to try this.
Yeah.
And now I see more meads upstairs, so no.
And he takes the labels off the soda bottles and puts them on the wine bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I like that guy. We got to figure out who he is.
But I want to try it, but I don't want to put the money into buying the equipment. And then
what do you got to buy? You buy a big bottle and a thing to vent on top, don't you?
The air vent. I don't know.
That's all there is to it.
I don't know. My luck, I'm going to forget about it, and it's going to be like 3 years down the road. And honey, what's this? Why does it look like the gummy bears we had in the fridge?
Yeah, we had to throw the gummy bears away. They were starting to come out of the fridge by themselves.
We still drank the fuck that was in there.
Yeah, we still tasted it though. It was disgusting. Yeah,
it tasted like cough medicine, but more.
So, do you have a favorite show that we've done since you've been on? I mean, I wish I should have looked. Any idea how many shows you've been a part of? It's got to be a good year.
It was a year. I started. So what was it? You had me started doing Ollie and Savage.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot about them.
I think it was January last year, January or February. And then I came on somewhere around, like, I want to think about this time.
So maybe a year.
Maybe a year.
You've been a good addition. I appreciate you taking the time to be part of the show and not leaving until you got fired today.
Stab. I try. I know I'm busy during the week. I know I'm.
Everybody's got other jobs. Everybody's busy. Everybody has things going on. Everybody's got problems nobody knows about. So it's, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm going to keep these channels that we have, the YouTube channel, and I'll have to talk to Digident, see if they're interested in another show or something. So if they're not, it'll just be a TikTok YouTube-y thing, whatever I end up doing.
Maybe, who knows, down the road we could do a revival.
Well, I don't know.
A reunion episode.
I love new projects, so I'm a little excited about doing something new. And once something has sort of been packed away, you know. Like, been there, done that kind of thing.
I don't know. I think a reunion. Like, they did a reunion for, what was it, Wonder Years? They did it for a lot of the shows.
So, like, 6 months from now, we get Danielle back, Jet comes back.
Yeah, you know, maybe like a progress check, like where we are in our lives. Or,
you know, I tried to get her to sub in one of the weeks Chet was gone, and she lives down in Kissimmee now.
Oh, yeah.
Full time.
Oh.
She worked at Disney World and SeaWorld. So she's working at all the worlds.
Damn.
So she's unavailable. She's not going to drive up here from Kissimmee.
Not for an hour show.
No, no. And she works all the time. So I don't know what she does at either place. I don't know if she's Minnie Mouse and takes care of the sea lions. I have no idea. So
I'd love to take care of the sea lions.
It would be fun. Oh, I saw a job the other day on, there's a girl at Disney. Her job is to brush the teeth of the rhinoceroses. Rhinos.
We'll say rhinos.
So these rhinos, there's you know, they go in the inside part, and there is this little chink in the fence big enough for a rhino head.
Yeah.
The rhino sticks his head through, and they have them trained. They open their mouths, mm-hmm. and then they either have a toothbrush for the one that has a lot of teeth, or they have a small power sprayer for the other ones, and they stick it in there and clean it out, and the things are just sitting there with their mouths open.
Dude, that'd be badass.
And then she pets them, and she gives them a handful of hay.
That's pretty bad.
I'm like, what a great job. I want to be the rhino toothbrusher person.
You know, I mean, I've seen videos of the like the dolphin trainers and stuff like that.
That's a lot of work.
I'll admit that's a lot of work, but I could definitely do a rhino or a hippo.
Those whales kill you sometimes.
Yeah.
The killer whales, that's killer in the name.
We see more deaths on I-4 than the whales.
Well, okay. But it's...
Or janky carnivals.
Oh, you know, what is the DeBerry or Deltona... Not the road out front. What's the road that runs down the side towards the Publix? You cross Enterprise. It goes always down. It comes at, when you get off the highway.
DeBerry Avenue.
Is it DeBerry Avenue? All right. Yep. We're going. Where are we coming or going? We were going home from the beach last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going down to DeBerry, heading to our house because we go down to that light and turn, blah, blah, blah. But the other side of the road is completely closed. It's closed off. Not letting anybody in. And it turns out, because we had to drive right by it, I looked it up to see, but a 71-year-old man on his motorcycle came around that one corner right past that church that has the gates but no fence, lost control of his bike, and wrapped it around one of those little trees. Killed him instantly.
I heard about it, too.
They still had the blanket on him. He was still there. The cops were over, like, looking under the blanket. They had the ambulances or nothing that showed up yet.
No, I heard about that. There was a lot of Facebook posts in DeBerry. I'm part of the DeBerry Proud page.
Yeah, so am I.
And oh yeah,
very proud of DeBerry.
But no, they had a lot of people posting like, "Hey, check on your motorcycle friends." And I was like,
he was 71 years old. It looked like his head hit the tree. I mean, he hit the tree between the handlebar and the seat, because that part was wrapped around the tree, and it's not a big tree. Now, if you drive by, there's just a caution tape wrapped around the tree he hit.
I feel like that's kind of like insult to injury.
Oh, like, just leave it wrapped.
Just leave the tree wrapped.
I thought there might be, well, it's just one piece. I thought there might be like they always put those makeshift little graves there and stuff. None of that.
No, those, a lot of people have to apply for those through FDOT and those.
Do you really?
Getting signs made through FDOT is like a 6-month process.
Oh. We used to be able to get signs made by the New York Department of Transportation, FDOT, or NW.
You said New York?
New York City, yeah.
NYDOT.
NYDOT, yes. All those signs out in the other room is where they were made.
Oh, cool. Now we had, so...
And like the slapdick sign, that's a street sign.
So the, I don't know if you remember when they were doing I-4, redoing the signs on the I-4 going westbound. So they actually misspelled Altamont.
Wow.
Altamont Springs. It is actually how you pronounce it, just in case anyone wants to come out and say Altamonte.
Altamonte.
That's how we know you're Taurus. But, no, they misspelt it, and that's like a, I want to think that's like a $14,000 or $18,000 sign.
Holy crap.
And they misspelt the word, so they had to pull it back down. They didn't notice until it was already up in the air.
For that amount of money, I would have left it up.
You know, let's just go ahead and change the city. Let's go ahead and just change the name of the city.
Who's really going to notice?
Everybody did.
How bad was it spelled? A-L-T-O-M, they left the T or the E off or something?
I think they spelt it M-A-N-T-E.
Oh, Altamante.
Altamante.
Oh, that's how the pirate says it. Altamante.
Or they, I don't remember how, but I remember seeing the posts on Facebook about that.
Right. All right, so back to the non-show or whatever it's called. So there'll be nothing next week, and then if I do something, it'll be the week after. So we'll see what happens. We appreciate you guys listening. We don't even really sure how many people listen because Digitin doesn't really have good analytics. Marv.
Stab.
Marv. But, hey, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. You got anything else you want to? Do you have a favorite show that we did? I liked all of them.
I had fun with all of them. I definitely enjoyed the laughs.
I'm glad we had the lady on last week, Dr. Sarah, because she was hilarious. I thought that show was funny. But it didn't get a lot of YouTube views. You know what show recently has done better than any of the other episodes?
Tell me it's the Rainscapes or whatever the fucking sound.
No, our show.
Oh.
Our show. No, we finally beat the Rainscapes, and now he wants to leave. the silly little cigar show we did that played when we were in Vegas. That had more listeners, more downloads, whatever the fuck it's called.
The live one that you and...
No, it wasn't live. Chet and I did like a little 30-minute cigar review show, Two Guys, One Cigar. We were going to start doing that as a once a monther.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other shows, I do another show, Cigars for Podcast, but because we are shop owners and brand owners and whatever, the bigger media giant in cigars is called Half Wheel. And they do a consensus every year where they compile everybody's reviews and then they put out a massive review thing for all the cigars and then they rate them. Well, they wouldn't take our information because Mikey owns a shop, we have brands. You know, so we're unqualified or disqualified, and they wouldn't take our podcast reviews because our Patreon is what we do. We review cigars. So I came with the idea on this show. It's called Chet and Palmer. They won't connect it. They're not that smart. And we will review a cigar once a month, and then we could submit it, and then it'll say on the list, you know, the Chet and Palmer show, because they print out the list of whose reviews they used.
Okay.
But now that's not going to happen either. All right, let's wrap this up. I'm getting more depressed. All right, again, thank you very much, everybody. We appreciate everybody listening. It's just a way of seeing things. Shing, way things work sometimes. So one last time.
Wrong one. Hit the whore. Hit the whore.
There's the bell from Ben Roland.
Speed. Chet and Palmer.
Speed round from John Jurgalette. The buzzer from for Ava and her jokes. Oh, no more Ava jokes. And then
Hewer.
Oh, it just went off by itself. I don't know what happened. All right, B-Dog, we again thank you. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you all.
All right, guys, we gotta go. We don't gotta get out of here, but the show no longer exists, so I guess we have to leave.
All right,
guys, bye. Thank you again. All right, 20 minutes.
The Chet and Palmer Show podcast, its owners and sponsors take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the talk show host or their guests. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of Mike and Mike Productions, or the podcast providers, and opinions between talk show hosts may differ. It is not our intention to libel, incite, or hurt anyone's feelings. We invite you to write the show host Mike Palmer with any feedback or suggestions you have for their shows. These broadcasts are presented and made public as entertainment, in the hope that they will be entertaining to the audience.